This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think there's a chance the Texans could be going to London every season. We'll tell you why in just a second. But the Texans are putting out some photos courtesy of the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Put up a couple pictures of Brian Cushing.
Mm-hmm.
Titled Coach Cushing. I gotta tell you, man.
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
He looks trim.
He does.
He looks like he could almost be a safety instead of a linebacker. He must be on like a little bit of a different diet or something like that.
Performance-enhancing drug.
I don't know how Cushing got so skinny, but he's looking a lot thinner than he did when he was a player.
You don't know?
No, what do you mean?
You don't know how he got skinnier?
What are you talking about?
I'm asking.
No, I have no idea. Maybe
performance-enhancing drug.
You have no idea.
No idea.
All right.
He's looking good, though.
All right.
He's looking good. Looking like he might be a safety instead of a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know something?
Well, he's certainly not overtraining.
Performance-enhancing drug.
Landry Locker, John
Lopez. He's retired. You got to figure he's not overtraining anymore.
Sports Radio 610. New strength and conditioning assistant, Brian Cushing. Mm-hmm. Looking like a wide receiver, actually. Does he not?
Yeah, he does.
Does not look like a little bit like Kevin
Walter?
He's
pretty big in that picture, though.
Well, I mean, he's got arms, but he doesn't have the mass.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the mass he did. It's crazy how players lose weight when they quit playing, but
is it?
Just happens. Jacksonville had a weird press conference yesterday, and it was called the State of the Franchise. And it was the press conference where you heard the quotes from Tom Coughlin that got him in trouble with the NFLPA, in which he basically called out Jalen Ramsey and Telvin Smith for not being there. He went into a bunch of General Patton-type analogies. It was really, really strange. But it got even stranger when team president Mark Lamping came up there and started talking about how bad the revenue's been. And he started talking about the team's relationship with London.
Mm-hmm.
And John, you've been in situations like this where maybe the organization wants more from the city. They use the word partnership. They use the word responsibility. They talk about all the things that they've done for the city and all the things that matter. Here's what Mr. Lamping had to say about just how bad the revenue is in Jacksonville.
Rank in the league in terms of revenue. But we're 27th in the league. But if you're in the bottom of the league, sometimes teams take drastic actions.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually two relocations out of those teams and another new stadium. This is not to suggest anything us other than we have to
Why
grow.
Why would we jump
we
to that conclusion?
Within our control and in partnership with the community, in partnership with the local government to make sure that we do grow.
Why the f*** you lying?
Thank you, Figgy.
So he mentions that two teams have left and relocated.
Yeah.
And he said, this isn't to like throw anything out there.
I'm just saying. Why didn't he just do that? Why didn't he just go, I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Two teams have left and similar. And he's lying. Well, if he's not lying, he's certainly fudging the facts a little bit, because the facts are that all 32 teams, they split national revenue equally. Last year, I believe, was close to $9 billion with a B dollars. Where they rank 27th is in local revenue and other revenue. And that's money. That's real money. It still spends. It's still green. And some teams make a lot that way. But he's acting as if, like, look at all the rich teams. They have a better chance to win. You know, it's not like an athletic department where you have to spend to win in college football. He's really fudging the facts there, and he's playing the Jacksonville people. I went on a little bit of a mini rant earlier about this, and I didn't mean to, but it just bothers me.
Don't apologize for
ranting. But it just bothers me because I lived this. I lived this in Houston.
With Bud Adams?
With Bud Adams, that lying piece of crap himself.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah, RIP, but, you know, it is what it is. And God bless your soul, you bleepity bleep.
Is he buried here?
I don't know. Find out where.
I'm trying to figure out where what grave you have to pee on.
I was
going to
say, find out where the most dirt has been kicked up on. But anyway.
Lord.
I'm just kidding.
Are you?
Am I? I lived it, and he's playing these people for fools, and he's hijacking the whether it's the city or the county or whoever, and ultimately they're going to go to London, you know, and they're gonna screw you. This guy's just playing games. He's a turd.
You're going to hell on scholarship right there.
God has a sense of humor. If he didn't have a sense of humor, why did he create penguins?
Did you make that up yourself?
I've heard it.
Okay. It's good either way. Why did he create penguins?
If God didn't have a sense of humor, why did he create penguins? Seriously.
What do they bring to the table?
They're so funny. You just look at a penguin, you laugh. Especially when they fall down by accident or some other penguin pushes them.
Jaguars president Mark Lamping continued, and this is the interesting part where you talked about how he pressures the city into feeling like they're responsible for the on-field success. This was the money quote as the manipulation continues.
This is all about winning. And if you're in the top half of the league in terms of revenue, on average, you're going to win an additional game per year. That makes it 33% more likely you're going to advance to the playoffs. But the benefit isn't just to our fans. It's also to the community.
Where did he get that 33%? Where did he get that? If you're in the top 10, you have a... What? You're going to win one more game a year?
I don't know.
And it's a 33% more chance to make... Maybe he's got some solid math and statistics behind him. But again, he's acting like they're on a freaking shoestring budget over there. They're not. He just wants a new stadium, and really, he doesn't even want that, I think. I think they just want to get to London.
I think they want to get to London, too. And this was the first clue here. The love fest with London begins with the Jaguars president.
This is a tale of two cities. London is the exact opposite of Jackson.
Hold on, stop that for just a second. So this is the tale of two cities. London is the exact opposite of Jacksonville. And this is after, for about 10 to 15 minutes, he's basically hiking his leg on fans, blaming them for why they're losing and blaming them for why all this stuff's going on, saying they need to be better, they need to step it up. And London's the complete opposite of the city that you just bagged on, but every other bag on sentence you said, bless your heart.
That's exactly what he was doing. He's looking Jacksonville in the face and saying, you suck. In essence.
Here's the full quote about London.
This is a tale of two cities. London is the exact opposite of Jacksonville. 10 times the size, capacity stadium significantly larger, average ticket price is 40% higher. The revenue potential is almost double in London. And we've made some really good progress in London, introduced in essence, flag football into the middle schools. But, you know, London is not a secret. Everybody knows the possibility and the potential of London.
Flag football?
There was a lot more. There was like fan fests, all kinds of stuff. But I just thought the flag football was the best. So it's the complete opposite. And he's just talking about how great London is. London's amazing. It's the best place ever. And he takes it a step further. Because after this, he starts talking about businesses, and he's like, and the good thing about some of our local businesses is that we can bring them into London, and it can basically help the face of Jacksonville, and it can help Jacksonville. So if you just take your business to London, you can do some business with some great people there, and it'll work out. But then he says, but we've also done the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We've done business solely in London, but don't worry, it's also good for Jacksonville. As a matter of fact, the business is so good that amidst this 30-minute speech about revenue and everything, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that I shout out our number one partner in London by name. I'm not just going to say the name of the company. I'm going to shout out my boys in there in the conference room.
Like a mobile, a real leader. Very fortunate that not only do they support us in London, some of our partners are tuning in today. So Subhas, Prem, Jojin, Dilesh, thank you very much for your support. And we can't wait to continue to grow our partnership and hopefully grow the Leica Mobile brand.
Subhas, Jojin, Dinesh.
What were those names again, Figgy? Play those again.
Subhas, Jojin, and Dinesh, I believe.
Leica Mobile, a real leader. Very fortunate that not only do they support us in London, some of our partners are tuning in today. So Subhas, Prem, Jojin, Dilesh, thank you very much for your support. And we can't wait to continue to grow our partnership and hopefully grow the Leica mobile brand.
This guy is a snake.
He's absolutely a snake.
This guy is an absolute turdish snake. And I'll
say
this.
I forgot Prim. I got to shout out Prim, too.
If I were a Jags fan, I would feel so insulted that this guy thinks I'm so stupid.
You know what I would be asking? All right, so if we're in the 27th in revenue, does that count Leica mobile, which nobody else has and is an international revenue stream that you have that nobody else does? Does that count too, big fella? I mean, they are so gone, and he is so playing those poor people in Jackson.
And you know what? They kept bringing up signing Nick Foles. I honestly think the only reason they signed Nick Foles is so that they could justify. And 5-6 years later, when they don't have the stadium upgrades, they don't have the revenue they have, they can point back to the Nick Foles signing and say, you know what? We paid $22 million for a quarterback. We tried to bring that quarterback here.
Yeah.
We tried to do everything we could, and we pled with y'all. And now it's the damage has just been done, and the Jacksonville Jaguars have to move. We got to relocate because our revenue is so low. That's exactly what he's doing.
And the other part about it is they can help renovate that stadium just like Bob McNair has done here and Janice McNair now. You don't need to go back to the county or the city, you know, to renovate that stadium. They can do it. I mean, there's absolutely that possibility. They're just out. I mean, it's bringing that back bad memories.
Or they're trying to get
me.
More stadium money.
Exactly.
It's weird. And that guy, good Lord, just little turdish vibe for me, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you feel the same way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.